Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about what we're about to do, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Gary Moore was just with me on the show, and he and I got into a kind of a heated discussion as we wrapped up the segment on General Motors and whether independent investors like you and me should be able to buy in the IPO and that whole thing, and whether General Motors was bailed out by the government, et cetera. Well, Bill Dunkelberg is here. As you know, I told you he was going to be coming up. We're going to take this segment. I've introduced Bill and Gary, and they have differing opinions about this little discussion, this little topic. And so I've asked Bill and Gary to stay on, and he and Bill are going to talk about this. Gary, thanks for staying with us. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, and you're going to be with me the rest of the hour. I know you guys have already met. Gary, I'm going to give you the opportunity to state why you think, number one, that Obama bailed out General Motors, not the taxpayer, they'll get all their money back, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us all that and why you think small investors shouldn't be able to buy into the IPO.
Okay. Number one, I do think we owe Obama a whole lot of credit because that you remember all the stuff about government motors and all that, and we call him a socialist and all that. The Economist magazine has actually apologized to Obama because they said we thought he was a socialist, and the IPO of General Motors proves that while he's trying to solve problems, he isn't in the business of socialism, if you will. He's interventionist.
But why wasn't that money he used our money? Why are you saying it wasn't our money?
Well, it was our money, but it was a loan, Jim. And the government makes loans to people all the time. And if the SBA makes it, let's bring it down to tax. If the SBA makes a loan with taxpayers' money to a business person, it doesn't mean the average voter gets to buy equity into that small business owner's business.
Yeah. All right. Let me bring Bill in here. Bill, what are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't realize that it was. I mean, we did lend them a lot of money, but you know what we got was a 61% share in the company, that remains to be seen whether we'll ever get the money back. The Congressional Budget Office said no, that the price of GM stock would have to be so high that, you know, we'd have to have a higher market cap on General Motors than we ever had in history. Not likely, since this is a crippled firm. This is not, we didn't put it through bankruptcy and just keep the good pieces and clean it up. It's still got a lousy union deal, improved, but a lousy one. So it's not clear that we'll ever be able to sell our stake and get the money back, and that's the way we're supposed to get our money back, is by selling this our 61% ownership. So the government will go in and get a little piece now, but we'll have to wait and see. And then
what about profits, Bill? Because the General Motors has been making some loan payments.
It has been making some payments, and that's good. And then, you know, it might pay some of this back, but the odds are we're not going to get it all back. It has a $17 billion union fund contribution to make in the next year. It is not going to have the money to make that, and I know they're going to come after the taxpayers. But here, let's talk about taxpayers. What
quickly.
The government also extinguished the value that all the old shareholders had in General Motors and wiped out, you know, a good share of the value that the bondholders had. You know, that's taxpayer money that, you know, got sidelined as well. So I don't see that in the bigger picture that we come close to getting our money back.
Gary, what do you think?
Well, I would disagree with Bill in the respect that he said the government wiped out all the value of the stockholders, the bondholders, that the market did that, Jim. I mean, the thing was down the tubes when the government got involved in it like it did. And, I wasn't a particular fan of this thing when it happened, Jim. But as far as whether the average person deserves stock in it, I just don't see that claim, a hot IPO.
Now, Gary, you know I didn't say that they deserve to be given stock. I'm saying they deserve to have access to the IPO.
Well, I don't know that. How can we complain about our government, in essence, making us a shareholder in it? Okay, when it was unsuccessful and it looked like it was going to cost us some money,
yeah.
And now come back and say, "Hey, by rights, we deserve to participate in this thing." Now that the thing, you know, the thing is six
hold
times.
On, Gary, hold on, I'm going to have to wrap it up because I want to let Bill have the last word. I gave you the first word. Go ahead, Bill. Okay. Last word.
Well, no. First of all, we gave a whole chunk of the value to the unions, which is unfortunate. Again, another union sop. And you know, and if GM had been left alone for the private sector to take care of, the government wouldn't have lost money. In there now we have a big stake and a big opportunity to lose, you know, 60 some odd billion dollars. Well, we'll get some of it back, obviously, but
two of the smartest people I know on opposite sides of the fence. It doesn't get any better than that for me, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Gary Moore. Thanks, Bill Dunkelberg. Gary, thanks for staying with us. Quick break, folks, right back after these messages. Bill Dunkelberg and I are going to continue. Stay with us. New York's bad,
but it ain't. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.